And here to tell us more about what the Indians are doing, he comes to us courtesy of Avon Brewing Company. He's our good buddy Joel Hammond with the Indians. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you today?
So far, so good. Just enjoying a hump day. And I want to ask you, so you guys have been very, very busy over the course of the last hour, hour and a half. A lot of news came down the pipe. You guys made a roster move, also announced that Terry Francona is not going to manage the team tonight. Brad Mills will manage for the second straight night. The roster moves also made. Carlos Santana sent to the paternity list, and Abe Almonte has been activated from the disabled list. If you could just kind of shed some light on the news that has come down over the last hour or so.
Yeah, Carlos and his wife Brittany are either getting ready to welcome a new baby girl into this world, or already have. We're not quite sure if they've already had the baby, or if it's still to come. So, baby girl on the way for Carlos and his wife Brittany. So Abe Almonte, you know, obviously had an issue with his arm. Went to the DL, has been rehabbing since, and now is ready to come off. So he's been activated, is here in Cleveland. And as you said, Terry Francona is still in the clinic, will remain there until, you know, they can figure out what's happening with him. I think he's undergoing some follow-up tests. Chris Antonetti will provide any further update in a little while, about 20 minutes or so. Regarding Terry's health. So that's kind of the news of the hour. You know, I think a lot of fans are, you know, expressing concern over Terry. I think what happened yesterday was that, you know, that he went last week and had some further testing done. And yesterday, I think, you know, they just wanted to follow up on some of those tests with some additional tests based on what they found. So we'll keep fans and everybody updated on what's going on with Tito as we know more.
Well, yeah, and obviously we hope the best for Tito, not only so that he can manage the Tri, but also he's scheduled to manage the American League in the Midsummer Classic next week as well. So hopefully Tito is able to recover, and we certainly wish the best for him. And I want to jump on board with something that we've discussed in recent weeks on a much, much lighter note. Boy, how impressive was that for Jose Ramirez to make up tons and tons of votes over the last few days of voting? As a matter of fact, I want to say he made up somewhere in the area of 50,000 votes in the final 2 days of voting to become the starting third baseman for the American League and the All-Star Game. If you can, just kind of explain how impressive that is, because I think on the surface, folks may look at that and say, I don't know, is that good or is that bad? To make up that many votes in that amount of time, I think that's incredible.
Yeah, so he made up about 400,000 votes in the last 10 days of voting. Last Thursday, we got a last update from MLB saying he was down to 34,000 votes behind Miguel Sano, and he won the vote by 54,000 votes. So we made up about 90,000 votes in voting in just about 12 hours on Thursday. So can't thank our fans enough. And Jose, if you haven't seen it, he put out a fun message in English on our social media accounts last night. Wanted to thank fans. You know, I think he's appreciative of what they did for him. And this is our first fan-voted starter since 2001. We had an injury replacement. I believe it was Asdrubal Cabrera, and we also had Cliff Lee start as a pitcher. But this is our first fan-voted starter since Juan Gonzalez in 2001. So think about that, 16 years since we've had a fan-voted starter. And, you know, I think it's a great, you know, we had this discussion today. It's a great organizational victory from the people who discovered Jose when he was, 16 in the backfield of the Dominican Republic, to our player development staff who watched him, you know, come through the minors, and to our pro staff who stuck with him through some of the struggles in, 2015 or so. And then, you know, now that he's established himself, to us, to our fan services team who helped, generate some votes. So a great, great victory for our organization, and we're looking forward to seeing him represent us next Tuesday.
Yeah, really cool to see Jose Ramirez headed there, but he's not the only one. He's headed along with four other guys, Brantley, Miller, Kluber, Lindor in that mix as well. It's got to be something special in the clubhouse, I think. It's been a long time, I think, since the Indians have sent five guys. Got to feel pretty good for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, since 2004, the last time we had five guys at the All-Star Game was. And what I think is really cool is Francisco Lindor and Michael Brantley, you know, by the true definition, I don't think their stats, have them as All-Stars, but they were voted in by their fellow players. So I think that goes to show that, fellow major leaguers were impressed by Michael Brantley's comeback. They were impressed by Francisco Lindor's, you know, work habits and his passion for the game. And, you know, Andrew Miller was also a fan-voted a player. So they're impressed by, obviously, what Andrew does for us. And, heck, you know, fellow major leaguers have seen what Andrew does on the mound. So I think fellow players were you know, impressed by those three guys, and that's why they voted them in.
We're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians, and again, he's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company and Grill, located at the historic building on the corner of 611 in Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. I want to go back to Jose Ramirez for just a second, Joel. I saw you guys tweeted something out earlier today that part of him being voted into the All-Star game, he's very, very appreciative of what the fans have done. He's giving away 500 bags of Cleveland coffee. What kind of details do you have on that?
Yeah, he's a partner with Cleveland Coffee Company, and we're still working on logistics on how exactly this is going to work. Of course, Jose had this great idea, and then, of course, it's on us to execute it, which is great. So we're looking forward to figuring out exactly how we're going to do that. Just another fun thing for our fans is to benefit from all their good work to get into the game. So we'll have more details on that to come.
Very nice. Well, that's one we'll save for next week. We'll put that one in our bag of tricks to ask you next week, because next
Sounds
week
good.
I'm sure is going to be at least a little bit lighter with the All-Star game going on, and I'm sure that's a welcomed break for those who aren't All-Stars. I know that'll be a nice 3 or 4 days to just kind of get away and decompress a little bit. All-Star breaks are fascinating little periods, because everybody looks at that as kind of like a downtime in sports, but if you work in sports like you do, well, I'm sure you'd like to get back to it. It's also a time of the year, and one of the very few times of the year during the season, where you can kind of just take a step back and you at least get a chance to come up for air.
Yeah, I think our players certainly will, that aren't participating in the game, will certainly benefit from that. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, the one Sunday night game we get is this Sunday, right? This is usually a day where, you know, you get out of here at 4:30 on a Sunday, and you don't have to meet back up till Thursday night in Oakland. But unfortunately, we played a late game. So we'll deal with that. We'll welcome the opportunity to play on the national stage. And then, you know, our players who aren't participating will go their separate ways, go relax for a few days, recharge the batteries. For us, it's an interesting week. We'll be covering the All-Star game. And then, of course, later on next week, we've got Billy Joel and Luke Bryan here in concert at Progressive Field. So unfortunately, our ballpark ops team, you know, we don't get a ton of a break because we're still putting on two big events at the ballpark. But, you know, to catch your breath a little bit as far as the baseball side goes will be a welcome thing for everyone.
And Joel, I'm just curious, with the All-Star game going on, it was announced the Cleveland Indians are going to host it in 2019. And how much goes into it now? I mean, are guys looking at what's taking place in Miami and Washington next year to sort of get an idea of how it all goes about?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we'll chat with teams that have hosted the last couple of years, and we also have a team going to Miami to sort of take it all in, to meet with Marlins officials, to meet with MLB officials on, you know, planning and stuff like that. So, you know, as you might expect, once we were officially awarded that All-Star game earlier this year, you know, planning starts right then. You know, it's an incredible event, and we're just looking really forward to it. But as you might expect, like I said, that planning starts right now. It started that day, and it goes on until whenever that game is held in July of 2019. But we're looking forward to it for sure. Hopefully we, you know, have five more guys in the game that year.
We're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians, thanks to Avon Brewing Company and Grill. And I think what you were getting at there too, Joel, is it's an incredible honor to host that. There's no doubt about that, but there's a lot of work involved. And you know, there's no question about that. All-Star games are a lot of fun. When you host those things, though, you certainly burden a lot of responsibility. But I know you guys have the right folks there to do that, but it is cool to at least have a year or two to kind of sit back and experiment and pick the brains of those who are involved in that process right now. This is going to be a very busy weekend for you guys. I mean, you guys have the Tigers back in town this weekend, and you sent something out a little bit earlier today talking about limited ticket availability. You guys have some really awesome giveaways for the games this weekend. What kinds of details can you share on that?
Yeah, we're very close to a sellout on Saturday already. We've got our Andrew Miller jersey courtesy of Shears. We've got $2 beers in the right field district pregame. We've got postgame fireworks. So we're about, I don't know, about 1,500 tickets away from the sellout already for Saturday. So if you're looking to come down Saturday, make sure you hop on Indians.com and get those tickets right now. Friday night, we've got our Block C Skyline cap, courtesy of Key Bank. We've got Sugardale Dollar Dog Night. We've got $2 Miller Lights in the right field district from 5 to 7. We've got post-game fireworks that night. And then, of course, like I mentioned, Sunday night, we're Sunday Night Baseball. So we've got Key Bank Kids Fun Day and 5,000 kids, 12 and under, will get a toy truck courtesy of W.B. Mason. Unfortunately, I think we talked about this already, but unfortunately Sunday night, given the lateness of the game, we will not have kids on the bases post game. But just a huge weekend. We've had great crowds. We had a sellout yesterday. Unfortunately, couldn't squeeze a couple runs across the plate to send them home happy. But got a great fireworks show. We're home tonight to the Padres and tomorrow, and then welcome the Tigers in this weekend with all those all that great stuff going on, like I just mentioned.
Well, a huge, huge weekend, and I'll be happy to see the Indians play on Sunday Night Baseball. I'll certainly enjoy that rather than see the Yankees and Red Sox play for the 15,000th time this year. So it'll be nice to see the Tribe spotlighted against the Tigers on Sunday Night Baseball. Great, great stuff. Joel, we always appreciate you joining us here, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
You got it, guys. Looking forward to talking about Sunday Night Baseball. Kluber, Fulmer. That's a primetime matchup for primetime.
Oh, wow. Very good stuff. Very good stuff. All right, Joel, thank you, my man.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, that's Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians. Thanks to Avon Brewing Company and Grill. Avon Brewing Company and Grill, located at the historic corner of 611 in Detroit and Avon's French Creek District.